1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back. Back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois, and personal injury attorney Carol Ann Gallagher.
Yes.
My name is Paddy Houlihan, and I will be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left, twin brother Billy.
Hey,
hello, Bill.
What's happening?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hello, Clay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome back. We had a nice Thanksgiving break.
Sure did. Yep.
Treated the audience to a little best of last week.
They loved it.
My dead tooth Jeff and Johnny Brenner from the Jerky Boys. Yeah. You know, just a nice little doubleheader. Thank you, Mike. Our producer, Mike Sarkowski, made that one happen.
Little jerky to go with your turkey.
Little jerky with your turkey. Hooli's Hooli, baby.
God bless.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a good holiday?
I did. I worked, I worked Black Wednesday behind the bar.
Wow.
I've done one of those. Was a moneymaker, actually.
Nice.
Very busy. Lots of children, lots of kids, first-time drinkers.
Yeah.
That's what Black Wednesday is.
Get home from college, first weekend.
A lot of dizzy children.
Yeah, a lot of dizzy kids in here. A lot of dizzy teenagers in here.
Uh-huh.
Where's their money?
Any vomiting?
No public vomiting. I'm sure there was
private, vomiting.
Yeah, on themselves or in the bathrooms.
In vehicles.
But no, I did not have any vomiting or
any
fights,
incidents?
Really.
No, not fights
outside, but not inside the establishment.
Sure.
Okay.
Just a pile of credit cards?
Piles. It drives me nuts.
I couldn't handle it.
Does nobody carry cash anymore?
I don't think so.
Nobody. I got so fed up. I was like, who's got cash? You first.
Real men carry cash.
I mean, it was like everyone standing and just, you know, five people deep, six people deep yelling, and they're all pointing at you and trying to get your order.
Amstel.
No. We had, you know. Do you have any
White Claw.
Do you have any specials? Not tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
Cash specials.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But we had a $20 credit card minimum. That kind of moves things along.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Because people want to come up and go, can I have a White Claw and close me out? And I'm like, kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on, this bar's at capacity. We're not doing that. How many
are you
going to have?
Well.
Got to order five at a time.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
Start handing them out. Yeah, it was a big night. So that was at O'Sullivan's Public House.
Okay, so that was
packed weekend. Then I wake up the next day. I got brunch at my mother-in-law's.
Yeah.
Do that.
Thanksgiving
I'm
begins.
Dog tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't get home till 4:30 in the morning. Then I do that, and I'm tired. But I didn't drink really on Black Wednesday, so that helped, you know.
Absolutely. That does help.
Big time. My whole day wasn't
completely
shot. So we had a little brunch over at my mother-in-law's, and my father-in-law came over. Cliff was there.
Nice.
Nice to see him. And then we went over to mom and dad's, and we stayed there.
And did it all over again.
Yeah, and had a couple of Irish coffees after dinner and hung out a little bit late.
There you go.
And then I went home and slept, and then I went and saw Cliff play Fitzgerald's the next night.
Wow.
And then the next night after that, I had a wedding.
Wow.
Man, that's a long
so
weekend.
So it was no resting.
You attended a wedding or you worked a wedding?
I attended a wedding full on. Yeah.
Jeez.
You know? Drank, shook hands, danced, yelled, howled at the moon.
Sure.
All those things.
You were dancing? I find that hard to believe.
I wasn't dancing. I was pirouetting.
You were dancing around that.
This whiskey is wonderful and free.
You were dancing around that
pirouetting
bar.
Around the ballroom.
Scarves and pirouettes.
That's the name of my first album. I'm an Irish tenor. Scarves.
Scarves and pirouettes.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, was your weekend like that? Was it whimsical?
Not as.
Paddy's was whimsical.
Yeah, no, I worked on Saturday after Thanksgiving.
So you did all right.
And then Thursday, we went over to Mary's mother's house.
Okay.
Her whole family was there. And then after that, we shot over to my parents. We were, you know, hanging out with Paddy and his family.
Straight and simple.
And we were there probably till, you know, around 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. It was a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. As you get older, and you don't drink on Black Wednesday, Thanksgiving is so much more enjoyable. It's just so much eating, though.
I felt bad.
I got over to my mom's house, and I didn't eat as much. Mary's mother made an incredible dinner.
Yeah, you do a double dinner.
Yeah,
it's
hard to do the double dinner.
Yeah.
Because you eat...
Families in America these days, double Thanksgiving dinners, triple Christmases.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Got too much food.
Can't we all just get along?
Well, this is what happened to me. Back to my same old problems of teeth and cars.
Yeah, me too. Reoccurring theme in our lives.
That's the name of my first album, Teeth and Cars, featuring Waylon Jennings.
Okay.
And so last weekend I was eating and my bonding popped out. So now I got a big gap in my tooth.
Uh-huh.
Before Thanksgiving, I can't get into a dentist before, so I just deal with it.
Yeah, yeah.
At the same time, my suspension needs to be replaced, so I take care of that as well. Then I'm Wednesday.
It comes in threes.
The night before Thanksgiving, I'm out late, and my wife's not coming home till late, so I go to a fast food place for dinner.
Mm-hmm. On Black Wednesday.
On Black Wednesday.
Yeah.
Get ill from the food.
Oh no!
So I'm out of commission Wednesday night, up all night.
Puking?
No, but on the verge and just very sketchy.
Yeah, sweating and like, ugh.
Yeah, just clammy.
What'd you eat? What was it?
A spicy chicken sandwich.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From our girl.
From that hell. Wendy will do that to you sometimes.
And so then Thanksgiving, it's still queasy.
Yeah.
So I had to deal with it.
You can't keep holding anything down.
And then I was just out of it until Monday.
I'm sorry.
So
to
you
hear
were
that.
The sick guy with your with
so
the
I didn't get to
your
enjoy
tooth.
My food, really.
Oh, no.
It was a pain. The whole thing was a pain in the butt.
Hey, how was your Thanksgiving? I was sick. I didn't get to enjoy my food.
How was it? It was a pain in the butt. That's all it was. How you doing?
Back to work now.
But during my sickness and bedtime and resting, I watched a little movie called The Irishman.
Yeah, that was that was the big event. They made that like the Thanksgiving event. The
and you did as well, and you did.
We both we've all consumed it.
We've all seen it.
Right, we've all consumed The Irishman. I think it would have been a much, 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 much better movie had they all been eating McCann's Irish oatmeal.
If everyone
oatmeal.
Was covered in
no
oatmeal.
No question about
you know,
it.
If they had shown Frank Sheeran eating oatmeal.
Oh, you didn't see the oatmeal scene?
I would have forgiven
him
for
many
of his
sins. Well, maybe if De Niro
sins.
Had eaten the McCann's Irish oatmeal, that he would have looked like a younger Frank Sheeran instead of looking like a 60-year-old man when he was supposed to be 40.
Your big beef. Your big beef
Billy's
with the movie.
Mad. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Bill's big beef is when the movie is that.
Not just that.
We'll get into it.
Sure.
We can. Many people don't know this. Jimmy Hoffa was preserved in oatmeal for 35 years. Yeah. McCann's Irish oatmeal.
Right. That was the original story that Frank Sheeran told, right?
That was the original lie that Frank told, that he was in a vat of oatmeal somewhere. But anyway, this show is presented by the greatest oatmeal in the land. And when we come back, we will review The Irishman. More Who's Who.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit, and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Well, welcome back, Hooley's Hooley. Off to a rollicking start. We had the Thanksgiving break last week, but we all decided to indulge ourselves in Marty Scorsese's latest movie.
I know, we've only talked about it for the last, like, 3 months.
It feels like 3 years we've been talking about
this. So let's start with Bill. Bill, you didn't like it. What's the problem? Go ahead.
It was too long, I thought. Pacino was great in the movie.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know. When you compare, I don't think that anyone will ever be a better Hoffa than Jack Nicholson.
Oh, okay.
All right. I thought that his portrayal in Danny DeVito's movie Hoffa was way better.
Was tops, and it doesn't, and it's like ruined any other Hoffa.
And the DeVito movie was a period piece, just as this movie was as well. I'm not trying to compare the two of them, because obviously this is a story about Frank Sheeran,
right?
And his relationship with Hoffa. I guess the best way I could put it is, if you're a fan of movies like Goodfellas and Mean Streets and Casino, and then you watch this film, you're a little bit kind of, you want a little bit more of that ilk from those three films.
So you didn't think the movie had enough Scorsese-isms and sort of those, sweeping pan shots and lots of, jump cuts and sort of, hard stops and things of that nature.
Yes. Yes.
Things of that film technicality. I went to film school and I can't even remember the darn terms. But
the street lingo. I also like that you sometimes get in a lot of Scorsese films, you know.
I thought this film had plenty of that kind of stuff. I thought Steven Zaillian did a nice job with the script.
Yeah.
I liked it, Bill. Long.
Okay.
I do believe that it could have been two movies. All right, had they really wanted to milk it.
Right.
It could have been a miniseries, which would have been maybe even more interesting, I think. For the event, Netflix got together with Marty, and they're like, this is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yes, it's long, and it's an epic kind of saga. And I'm going to say that my only qualm, I thought maybe De Niro was miscast.
Yeah.
Because the other people, the other cast members were so strong in the film. And that's a testament to De Niro, too. I'll give him props there.
Yeah.
Pesci is amazing.
He's really good.
As Russell Buffalino.
Sebastian Maniscalco was
Maniscalco as Crazy Joe Gallo, but only I was under the impression that he had a much bigger part. And it's just, it's a real nice cameo.
But he did a good job.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
Crushes it.
Yeah.
Ray Romano is excellent in the film.
Yeah, he is.
As the Buffalino attorney. And then you've got Keitel. You know, he's got a. But I do love that there was no huge part for. I mean, obviously, De Niro's in almost every scene in the movie. You know, he's almost in every frame.
Right.
But I thought that it didn't need to even be De Niro. I think that like a big publicity stunt around the movie was like, we're going to get De Niro, and we're like, that's how we're going to get the money. We're going to do this final gangster movie saga, and maybe that's what it was for Marty.
You know who I think would have been better.
That he had to get all his old crew for a swan song here.
A better cast.
Hmm.
Sean Penn.
You think Sean Penn would have been good as Frank Sheeran?
Wow. That's an interesting choice.
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid. Sean Penn. Sure.
If you can find Randy Quaid, I think he lives inside a mountain or something.
Why not Tim Allen?
No, he's too busy.
You think Tim Allen should have played
I just
Frank
wanted to
Sheeran?
Say Tim Allen because I know Clay doesn't like Tim Allen.
I'm warming up to
Tim. Says the entire
movie. I'm warming up to Allen.
Okay.
I also liked it, Pat. I thought it was not as good. Obviously, Casino is amazing. That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it wasn't anywhere near that. But it told the story it set out to tell.
Right.
And the music was great. And, the scenes, it did have that, the shots and the long shot.
It had that Steadicam stuff and,
Not as much as I would have liked, but I also liked the subtitles of how each person was killed.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
funny.
That's definitely a Marty thing.
Yeah. Nice touch.
Title cards in the movie, like that.
And I thought it flowed nice. I thought the second half went a lot quicker than the first half.
I think at that point you're so invested into it that it starts moving.
It's
it really starts moving after like, I know it sounds strange to say, but the movie, it really starts moving after like an hour and 20 minutes.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you're into it and it's like, whoa, and it happens quick.
I'm going to go out on a limb though.
Okay.
I thought Black Mass is a better film than this one.
Holy smokes. I don't think so. Nowhere near. Not in my opinion. This is an Oscar winning movie. I don't think that.
For who?
I think the cinematography is up there.
Pesci?
I think maybe his best screenplay could go to Zalian. I think that,
Romano?
Pesci could be nominated. I think Romano could be nominated. I don't know if, maybe not De Niro. I don't know if De Niro gets nominated.
I don't think so.
I don't think they spent a ton of money on the CGI to try to make De Niro and those guys look younger.
I didn't notice anything.
It was for naught. I don't think they needed it. I was too invested in the storyline at that point to care,
He just looked nothing like the real
Frank Sheeran.
If that wasn't the point, then I guess fine. But he looks nothing like Frank Sheeran.
Yeah. Frank Sheeran looked more like Joe Don Baker or somebody like that.
Frank Sheeran looked like, Conway Twitty.
Okay. Sure. I throw a name out, you don't know. You throw a name out, I don't know. Let's play that game.
I think the best, you guys are both raving about this movie. I think the best film of the year so far for me is Dolomite.
My Name is Dolomite, the Eddie Murphy movie?
Yes. I think that's the best film of the year.
I think that
he's going to win the Oscar. That's my prediction.
That'd be
so
sweet.
We're saying it here in December, and we have all the way up until March.
Billy's Oscar picks.
But that's my pick.
Next,
Billy's Oscar picks.
Yeah.
Dolomite.
For everything. a lot of people, the hype machine is out. I think that I would be interested to see what the numbers are if they can gauge how many people actually watched The Irishman this weekend. I'm sure it's there. I bet it's astronomical, and they probably made their money back. So it worked. It all worked.
It always works.
Does it work that way on views? I mean, once you're a subscriber,
Scorsese, it always works.
On Netflix, it's free after that. So I guess the only way you could tally on how much money they made is how many new subscribers maybe they received through this. What were the new subscriptions that went on within?
No, I think you had to buy it through.
No, it was free through Netflix. If you're
old timers talking,
I think you had to buy it. I already paid for Netflix once, so maybe it's a subscription model, and I just get to watch it whenever I want to watch.
But it was a nice. I will say this: it was a nice
DVD
thing
comes in my mail.
it was a nice event that, to have a big movie like that come out on Netflix on Black Wednesday, and you know, where you didn't have to leave your house or anything like that, and that was kind of cool. I enjoyed that.
That the hype machine really got behind one big movie. They did. What, they've done that a couple times. What was the movie with Sandra Bullock a couple years? Was it
Speed?
Yes. They did that with Speed. I remember when they did that with Speed. Everybody got so excited one weekend for Speed. And they crushed it. And that's special. I was missing that, and I'm glad that The Irishman has brought that sort of cinematic feel back to the audiences.
Sure. Okay.
That cinematic feel.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. None. Zero. I do wonder if Marty Scorsese considered shooting inside Ceres Cafe when he was in pre-production here in Chicago.
He should have.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of stories about Ceres.
Eddie Johnson, as we all know, the superintendent of the police department, was earlier relieved of his duties, where he was allowed to resign. And then a week later, Lori Lightfoot, some revelations came out. We all know that he was found passed out in his automobile near his home.
Yeah. Can't do that.
No.
Mm-mm.
He had claimed that he had not taken his blood pressure medicine. He did admit that he had had a couple drinks, but whatever's on tape from Ceres Cafe, where they found out that he had been.
Yes, and the body cam footage of the police officer that supposedly stopped him.
Okay.
Apparently there's video of a badge being flashed, a window being rolled up, and then the car just driving away.
I tried that once.
And now there's a huge investigation. Yeah. Now there's an investigation into police officers that there was a cover up and in defense of Johnson. So, you know what? I put it this way. It's the hardest job in America to have. I wouldn't want to have that job at all. Guy went through a kidney transplant while he was in this job. Who wants this job? You know what I mean?
It doesn't mean you can drink and drive, Bill.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It doesn't excuse him from that. But you know what? If I was a superintendent of the city of Chicago police, after a rough couple months, I'd want to have a few drinks, too.
Should have taken a hansom cab.
What's a hansom cab?
It's a horse and carriage.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Johnson found passed out. Superintendent Eddie Johnson was found passed out in a horse and buggy in front of his apartment. Thank God he wasn't driving.
You wouldn't be in this mess.
Right. This Christmas, either take an Uber or a horse and buggy.
I'm a horse and buggy.
If you're out drinking. Anyway, yes, Bill just defended Eddie Johnson hard. He's a rally cry for Eddie. Yes, he was fired by Lori Lightfoot after revelations came out. But the revelations were that he was at Ceres Cafe, which sits in the Board of Trade building. Have you ever been? And now there's a lot of hype around Ceres all of a sudden. Yeah. And there's been a couple of editorials written by writers here in Chicago that are lampooning the fact that, yes, Ceres, their drinks there are notoriously stiff. Uh-huh. Notoriously.
Yeah.
And apparently he was there for 3 hours, which some people equate to being like at Woodstock for a day. Yeah. They're like, you were at Ceres for 3 hours?
Most people, it's from 7 to 10 a.m. that are there for three
hours.
It's
like somebody had a great line, Ceres' Bloody Marys look like pink lemonade.
It's rough.
I can understand, but now it's funny.
So it's not his fault.
I don't know if it's good press or bad press for Ceres. Now people are curious about Ceres. I wonder if the Liquor Control Commission goes after Ceres now.
That's kind of a weird place. It's a weird place to hang out. Like, what day was this? Was this like a Saturday night?
I think it was in like the middle of the week.
Oh. There you have it.
The other revelation, sadly, was that he was with a woman who's not his wife. And everyone's making that out like he was cheating or something. You know, he could have just been a friend, or...
a friend that you kiss?
Yeah. I wasn't cheating. She's a friend that I kiss.
Usually they call those girlfriends.
Your Honor, she's a friend that I kiss. Yeah. Nothing Your more, Honor, nothing less.
Right. No affair, just a friend that I kiss.
Which way's the door?
Yeah. Now, I'll have a vodka soda. Double, please.
She's waiting for me outside.
Right. Yeah. With The Irishman on DVD.
The Irishman on Blu-ray.
We weren't drinking for three and a half hours. We were watching The Irishman.
We were driving around looking for a Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I must have fallen asleep.
Mm-hmm. This Christmas, Blu-ray players are on sale. Do you think anybody's got that on their wish list anymore?
I don't think so.
What you want for Christmas, Joey? Ah, Blu-ray player. Blu-ray player?
Probably plenty of people out there that still want Blu-rays.
Nobody wants a Blu-ray. Maybe in, like, you know, Hungary.
Hungary.
Blu-rays for everyone. You've all been very nice this year.
Why do we think that people in Eastern Europe are decades behind us?
Because they might be. They're probably decades ahead of us.
Yeah.
Mentally, you know, that's what you worry about.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guys who are still watching Blu-ray, they'd be smarter than us.
Yeah.
They didn't get their head all wrapped up in all this media.
They're not staring at a phone all day.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Worrying about the Chicago Bears.
Bears won, actually, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was nice. They still looked like crap, but it was nice.
They play again now this week. They did.
They'll be playing
tomorrow.
They
play again now this week. They did.
Their playoff hopes are still alive.
Dustin Hoffman from Rain Man is here in the corner tonight. Charlie Babbitt made a prediction about the Bears, Bill. What did he make?
Yeah, Bears are going to win.
Nah, I'm going to say
Trubisky.
I'll say Bears 16-14 tomorrow.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Even though it's a do or die for the Bears. They have to win, and then they're at home. They got to win out.
Yeah, that's every game.
But Dallas is still hoping for a playoff chance. So they're both 6-6, and with the Bears lost, with the Minnesota loss over the past weekend, the Bears are still in the playoff hunt.
Oh, so Billy,
if they can
up.
Continue to win out, and we hope that the Los Angeles
this
Rams.
Is a greeting card that Bill.
Believe me, I've done the research on
the Bears.
How can the Bears still make the playoff? Well, you need to win out
need
two games
in
your division. You need Minnesota to lose 2 of 4, and Seattle to beat the Rams. And the Rams, I think, have to lose like.
You need Magic Trubisky.
You need a lot of things to happen, but it's still possible.
And
the White
says.
Sox got their man as well in sports. They got Yasmani Grandal. who will be the new...
Bill, your enunciation gets so good when you talk sports.
It's beautiful.
How do you say his name again?
Yasmani Grandal.
Yasmani Grandal.
Yasmani Grandal.
I
mean, this guy
is
a good guy. Yasmani Mandal. Ladies and gentlemen, on trombone, Yasmani Grandal.
He's the highest paid player in Sox history.
That's nuts.
I know.
That is nuts. He better hit 150 home runs.
You know, I read an interesting stat the other day about the White Sox. Reinsdorf bought the White Sox for like $19 million bucks, I think it was.
With Einhorn?
And
Finkel.
Today, just recently, a couple years ago, the Kansas City Royals were sold for about $1 billion.
Yeah, right.
So they were equating the math now, thinking the Sox have got to be worth over $1 billion.
Oh, yeah.
So at 83 years old, which is how old Reinsdorf is.
Mm-hmm. He's doing all right.
He's going to want to see one more winner before he's taking the dirt nap eventually. I hate to say it and be so cut and dry about it, but realistically
he's
probably.
So old,
you know,
he doesn't care. And it's
no,
a hobby
he cares.
Oh, no, he cares. He wants to win.
And
one
he wants
again.
To win.
Badly.
He's furious
How
about
badly?
What's going on with the Bulls organization, apparently, and he's committing to the White Sox. He's gonna put all his eggs in one basket here. They lost out on Zach Wheeler today, and they lost out on Cole Hamels.
They need Joe Torre.
So we'll see what kind of money is. Addison Russell's gone from the Cubs. I don't think we'll see him on the South Side.
See you, Ray Ray.
He'll find a job, no question. He'll find a job, and he'll probably come back and stick it to the Cubs somehow. That's just the story of Chicago sports.
Sure.
So we'll see what happens. The Cubs, there's rumors they might trade Chris Bryant. They've got a lot of things they've got to fix as well.
Yeah.
But the focus now for baseball in Chicago, it seems to be shifting a little bit more to the South Side and what they're going to do because there's rumors they may go out and get this Nicholas Castellanos, who was on the Cubs last
year. You got to scoop up your tickets now, Billy.
They might want to get this guy, Jack Peterson, from the Dodgers. Might want to get them both. There's a lot of big names out there, but pitching has to be there. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited now. Winter meetings, it's my favorite time of the year for baseball.
Sports.
The wheeling and dealing that goes down.
Yeah. You know who else loves winter meetings?
Who's that?
Lori Lightfoot.
Really?
Yeah, it's her favorite thing. She Billy's says, I'll fire Eddie Johnson next week when winter meetings are over. I'm gonna figure out what's going on here.
That's a awful Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah, it is.
It's not really.
It's more like it's like
she's
raspy.
She's
raspy.
She's much slower.
She's soft.
Kind of,
she's so soft.
More of this in the back of her voice with Lightfoot.
It's like her voice.
What do you think this phone call between Lightfoot and Eddie Johnson? How do you think that went down?
Like a lot of swears, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was, Eddie, you've made a mistake, and we've decided to move on. Pack up your desk, and you're out.
You just went totally somewhere. You just did a different Lightfoot.
No, what did you do? You said it like a comet.
Kermit Lightfoot.
Kermit Lightfoot.
What if Addie Johnson did a Kermit voice to back to her, like, thank you for calling, but I didn't do anything wrong, really. I just kind of fell asleep.
Who is Siri?
I was at a stoplight or something.
I did. She wasn't my girlfriend. She's just a girl that I kiss.
I only had 9 black atomics.
We were watching The Irishman on Blu-ray for 3.5 hours.
Yeah. Well,
I had some pills, too.
Hey, you know what else happened
cool pills.
That was pretty exciting on Saturday is my alma mater, the Mount Carmel Caravan.
They win state or something?
They won the state
they
championship.
They took home their 13th state title in school history and went
Class
7A. Pretty impressive. Jordan Lynch's little brother.
Justin Lynch played
5 touchdowns he had in this game.
Dominating performance over the kid, J.J. McCarthy, from Nazareth Academy,
who was highly touted. Yeah.
Is Frank Lenti still the coach?
No, he is not. Jordan Lynch from Northern Illinois is the head coach at Mount Carmel, and this was his second year at the helm. And
Frank Lenti is actually at St. Lawrence High School, and they won the Prep Bowl.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
So, shout out to the Brown and White and the Caravan. Congratulations to them.
Shout out to all high school football players across America.
Yeah, I always love things. That's what's great about.
I'd like to take a moment and address all the high school football players in America.
Thank you.
On a wonderful season.
This from
is
Kermit.
That supposed to be Lightfoot or just Kermit?
That's part of Lightfoot.
It's whoever you want it to be.
Kermit Lightfoot. Kermit Lightfoot.
Bill, don't make this complicated.
Yeah, Mayor Kermit Lightfoot.
Mm-hmm. Man, Kermit Lightfoot. Welcome
to
Chicago.
My Pearl Jam to sing me into office.
So what do you think of this new guy taking over? Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck's becoming the new commissioner?
Yeah, he's stepping
up. Charlie Beck, I believe his name is. He's the former L.A. police.
LAPD.
Yeah, superintendent.
He's tan. He's got a stash.
He's the interim. He's the interim
I want to get a guy with a tan and a stash and a big gun to fix this.
A big gun. We need 3 things, a tan, a stash, and a giant gun.
Lori, you going to fix the streets? I want a tan, a stash, and a big gun. Find somebody like that. It's important.
And stop using the Kermit voice.
Right. You're freaking me out. If you need me, I'll be at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub at 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar, and there's always something going on there. And tell them the Hoolies sent you because it's the best.
Yeah.
You know?
You
wonderful spot.
Yeah.
You said that.
You said that.
Jimmy.
Hey,
yes.
How about these DePaul Blue Demons?
What about the
Demons? They're undefeated.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're 8-0, possibly 9-0. They're playing right now.
Oh,
the Blue Demons.
They're on fire.
It's been a while for those DePaul Blue Demons.
They got the blue flame under their blue little bodies.
They're at the Wintrust Arena now, right?
You know, something crazy about the DePaul team, they have a blue flame burning under their bodies. Before the games.
You sound like Ray Romano.
Russell Buffalino's cousin. Frank, did you do it? Did you kill anybody? Well, it's not a big deal if you did. You don't have to tell me.
That's
it's
exactly okay. Who you sound like.
Okay, great.
I did not know that the Demons were
9-0. They beat Texas Tech tonight.
Wow.
Now they're big time.
I guess so.
You guys just beat Texas Tech. Now you're big time.
Yeah, is Dave Liedo still the head coach at DePaul?
I believe he is.
Yeah,
wasn't Texas Tech in the final last year?
No,
like that was in the NCAA finals. Yes, I believe it was Texas Tech. Maybe
that was Texas Tech.
No, it wasn't Texas Tech. It was Texas Tech.
Texas.
Mm-hmm. How was everybody gearing up for these holidays? Are you like? Is it? You know, a lot of people around this time of year. Get very high anxiety.
I'm just trying to understand what my kids
want. Because
it
was Black Wednesday shopping day.
Right.
I went shopping. I did go out shopping on Black Wednesday.
Did you really?
I had to get a new pair of jeans. Look at my new jeans. I got new jeans on. Check these out.
Those are very...
Oh, wow. They're already faded.
I got them at the Gap.
Yeah. Those are very Bob Saget-y.
Are they? No. They are kind of Bob Saget-y, aren't they?
They are.
What does Bob Saget-y jeans mean?
I guess they're dad jeans because you're equating Saget to Danny Tanner.
But they're nice. They look comfortable.
Full House.
You could pass for a cowboy.
They don't make a boot cut anymore.
Nah, I hate that.
Do you wear boots?
I like a little bit of a flare at the bottom of my jean.
A little and bell?
A little, well, to take away from my big, long boat feet, you know?
Oh, you like a baby bell.
When they're all tapered, my feet look disproportionate to my skinny chicken legs.
You should wear just wear straight bell bottoms.
I'm just going to start wearing sweatpants everywhere.
Yeah, I've considered that.
But I was in, you know, I'm trying to get help. I'm trying pair after pair on, you know, slim fit, skinny flex. You know, the names of these jeans are ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know? Husky, I don't, you know, whatever the heck they're, I can't remember the name, but I'm trying every single kind on. I can't figure out, you know, low Husky rise, high thighs. Rise, mid rise, you know,
mid crotch.
Yeah. Right. Finally, there's a guy, go, you work here? Yes. You know, I said,
I'm from Texas.
I said, I'm from Texas. I was like, oh.
Thank you.
Hello then. Howdy. I'm trying to find a pair of jeans that fit properly.
Yes.
But he helped me, and he was like, well, you want this cut or whatever. And so I put them on. I'm like, they're great, but what's with the skinny bottom? He's like, that's what's cool now, man.
According to who?
The salesman at Gap.
According to this guy?
He just wanted me to buy them. But I did convince myself that they were cool for 5 minutes, and then I went home and looked at them in the full-length mirror at home, and I went, these are not what I wanted.
Uh-huh. But you stuck them out?
Why, what am I going to do? They don't make the kinds of jeans that I like anymore, apparently.
You know, you could have gone to maybe an Old Navy and said, you got a boot cut here?
No, you got to go to like a, you got to go to a
they
hipster place.
They got a boot cut at Old Navy, I'm sure.
I got to go to like a bespoke jean place where they like make the jeans for me.
You went to the Gap because your mother-in-law works there as a side job, and you probably got a discount on them jeans.
Oh, well, actually, I did not get a discount on this day. It was actually a half off at the Gap on Black Friday. Hashtag Gap!
Oh, wow. Never thought I'd hear those words on this show.
You know, you need jeans that look like they've been worn for 30 years. That's what everyone's wearing.
Is that? I like how your tone of voice changed there.
Thank you.
Like you're in the Old West.
You need jeans that do this for you. You need jeans that look like they've been ridden on.
You need jeans that look like my face. Weathered. Rustic, smoky. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like they know their way around a pool.
You know, it's funny that you do talk about the gene thing, and it is, you know, and I will agree.
America is gene nuts for jeans.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I didn't start wearing jeans till I was probably like 25.
I don't think I did either.
I wore khakis. I dressed like a guy who hung out in series.
Like when we were in college at Marquette, I never wore a pair of jeans once.
Even in grade school,
it was like the Ducky Boys from The Wanderers. Like they're all preppies.
Yeah.
As soon as I discovered khakis, it was like I set my sail.
Yeah,
you know?
These are the way to go.
As soon as I discovered khakis, I set my sail. I was straight khakis for a decade.
Yeah. I let the wind take me.
Right.
The gene thing, though, you're right. You do have to find a certain style that accustoms to your own personal.
You got to make sure you don't dress like a kid when you're an old man. That's important.
Right, I can't have jeans with zippers all over them or holes in them, you know?
A thousand zippers.
Right, I'm looking for a pair of jeans with a couple thousand zippers.
Or like
how come embroidered. They don't have these at the Gap? You guys don't have zipper jeans? Like, I want lots of zippers on them.
I want 70 to 80 zippers.
Like, just incredible stitching on the back of it.
Yeah.
You know,
pictures of,
back
eagles,
pockets.
Big eagle, embroidered eagles.
An embroidered golden eagle on each butt cheek, you know?
There you go.
What just happened? You guys are just pitching different ideas for jeans.
No, what I'm saying is that's
embroidered eagles on butt cheek jeans.
This week at Billy's Jeans, embroidered eagles on your butt cheeks.
There you go.
$60.
I've often said, though, I should have become some sort of gotten into the fashion industry because I think that I could design stuff for what men like me want.
Yeah. Sure.
There's not. I don't feel like there's a lot of that going on out there.
Right.
Do it, Bill. That's what Calvin Klein said to his buddy once.
Listen, there was a style of jean that I liked, and like you said, Pat, it has like a little bit of a flare at the bottom because I am like that. I don't like
it. I like that this has become a fashion.
I find them on eBay.
Yeah, of course.
That's where I find them because you can't like find them in the stores anymore. So you go on eBay and you find like a guy who bought those jeans probably like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, never wore them. And then you're like, oh, they're in mint condition. And you know, they don't have any crud on them or anything like that on the back.
That's what you've got to tell
And that's
yourself.
What I do. You know, I'll buy them for like $40. And at one time, these were like $100 pair of retail jeans. So you a little secret used, for you so
Mike, do we
shoppers
have, do
out
we have
there.
Blue Jean by David Bowie.
So you will buy used clothes is what you're trying to say.
I will buy used clothes. Yeah. I have no problem buying.
Hey, cool.
Hey, cool. Used clothes? Awesome.
What's wrong with you?
Some pair of jeans some guy wearing a drunk tank in Minnesota.
No, you can tell the
I've
quality.
I've never gone to Goodwill and been like, oh, where are the jeans?
You got
jeans with zippers.
eBay is a different kind of thing than Goodwill, all right? You can
totally.
You can find some quality stuff on there. And I do find myself just searching at jeans and going, those look like they got any tears in them or anything like that, you know?
It's funny you say that because actually my neighbor's from Ireland.
Yeah.
And her sisters came in and they showed up with 2 suitcases and they left with 8. And they go back to Ireland and they sell everything.
They buy
the Black Wednesday thing here. And they shoot it off in the
Irish
culture.
Yeah.
They want the America. They want those Blu-ray players.
That's
and,
right.
You know, those hot items this year.
Blu-ray discs just are like gold.
Yeah. Hey, Lyle, we're going to go to a break. We'll do a little David Bowie Blue Jean. We'll do a commercial after that, and then we'll be back. Blue Jean.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, is because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero, and tell him Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back to the final stretch of the program. We've reviewed The Irishman, Blue Jeans, we've talked Eddie Johnson, we've talked the Bears.
And the Sox.
And the Sox.
Sure.
And Kermit.
And Kermit
and
the
Black
Frog.
Black Wednesday shopping.
And Black Wednesday
yeah,
shopping.
Yeah, thank God all that nonsense is over.
It's not over. I mean, there's they have Bill? Cyber Monday, Black Wednesday, Giving Tuesday, which is a great thing. Giving
Wet
Tuesday
Wednesday.
Is a great thing.
What's Wet
I don't
Wednesday?
Know. Wet Wednesday. I don't know what that is, but we can make it up.
Man, a lot for it was just Wet Wednesday. We were just hanging out, you know? I thought playing, it was National Holiday.
Playing Viking Lord.
Playing Viking Lord on Wet Wednesday?
Somebody.
I'm sorry I lied to you. Can I keep my pension? Didn't mean to play Wet Wednesday. Didn't know it was against the rules. No, you don't like being lied to.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like Elvis.
I know you don't like being lied to. Just playing Wet Wednesday.
I was caught in a trap.
I was caught in a trap. A Wet Wednesday trap.
Yeah. Wet Wednesdays in series. Get out of hand.
Sure, there's a lot of people that have listened to that Elvis tune-in series, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right after a bad trade.
When I used to work at the Board of Trade, you could go in the series, and there'd be guys drinking, like, either they did really good or really bad. I can't tell. I think
right.
They did really bad.
Probably bad, I would think.
You never know. Some of them were laughing it up.
They are. One place I know that you'll never have a bad experience is at the Twisted Shamrock
never.
Irish Pub. That's at 6462 South Central Avenue in Chicago. It's in the Midway area, and it's one of Chicago's best Irish bars. Say hello to Mike and Don.
Love Mike and Don.
And tell them that we sent you. Do want to bring up, plug this hard, baby. This is going to be a good party. We're having our second annual Hibernian Hooligan Ball.
Wow.
Our listeners may know that... The 501c3 Hibernian Media, which allows this show to exist,
right.
Every year is funded through these events. Okay, so if you enjoy listening to this show and you enjoy HibernianRadio.org, my dad's show, which is dedicated to first responders, or you like coming out, you know, to the the Irish American Who Movie Hooli every mm-hmm. year and checking yeah. out the films that we curate there and meeting the filmmakers that we promote. We are having a party. Hibernian Media is having its second annual Hibernian Hooligan yeah. Ball. It's at McGaffer's Saloon,
nice.
Which is a great spot.
Yeah.
All right. It's 7737 West Roosevelt Road, Sunday, December 15th. If it's from 3 to 7 in Forest Park, we'll all be there.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of, we have a lot of great music and guests. We have Larkin and Moran Brothers, St. Stephen's Green. We got comedians coming through. We got, what's her name from the show? Bridget McGuire, who's done this show, is going to be there. She's going to do a little stand-up,
cool.
a little shtick.
Yeah.
It's going to be a gas. The suggested donation is $100, but we'll take whatever you got, man. We just want to
yeah.
come and meet our listeners and party with you.
Just come hang.
Pat yeah. Malone, who's at McGaffer's, has been so kind to donate the food. There's going to be free food. And then there's a whiskey raffle because Patty's Irish Whiskey is sponsoring the event. All
wow.
right. So if you want to RSVP, you can RSVP at MikeHoulihan7@gmail.com or call at 312-431-8700. Or you can go to our website, Hibernian.org, and make a donation there. We want to see you. Come out. Have
Definitely.
A good time with us. I'll give you a kiss. I'll sign some autographs, you know.
Yeah, I'll shine your feet.
I'll show you my. I'll shine your feet. I'll show you my new jeans.
I'll show you my feet.
You know, I'll tell you about the craziest Wet Wednesday I ever had.
Well,
I'll size you for jeans.
Yeah. The Houlihan brothers will be sizing you for... Actually, I'll be getting that prosthetic toenail I've been talking about put on in front of everybody.
Yeah,
you know?
Diamond toenail.
Maybe next year we shave my
tin,
head.
Your tin toenail.
My tin toenail. You know, every town has a tin man, Clay. Every
That's
town
right.
in America has a tin man. We watched Wizard of Oz on Thanksgiving for a
Did
moment.
You?
Did you?
Yeah.
And you mock him.
I did. And you were watching Wizard of Oz and you mocked the tin man?
How dare you?
How dare you?
That's mm-hmm. Mick Jagger talking to his butler.
That's Mick Jagger blacked out talking to Eddie Johnson.
Mick Jagger okay. was in the back seat.
You Eddie, went out on Wet Wednesday and you were mocking the Tin Man.
Eddie, wake up. What are you doing? Come on.
Get up.
We're going to get in trouble.
Hurry up.
Quick, poke him. Do something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Eddie, it's the police. Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. Go to the second annual Hibernian Hooligan Ball, again, Sunday, December 15th. It's at McGaffer's, 7737 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park. Music, films, culture, the Hoolies, booze, fun, party, laugh, ha ha.
Yeah, it's after the Bears-Packers game. So anybody that's thinking,
well, the Bears are going to win, so everyone will be in a good mood.
We hope so.
The
right?
food
so,
will be flowing yeah. like wine.
Everybody in a good mood, for sure.
There'll yeah. be fiddles and such.
And it's my dad's birthday, so you can wish him a happy birthday, too.
It is.
Oh, and it's the 4th of July.
We'll be
partying fireworks,
like it is.
Horseback riding.
Fireworks, horseback riding.
A hiking wall.
A hiking wall. We'll have all these things at the party. That'd be interesting if we had a hiking wall at the party.
Is that what those are called? Rock climbing wall.
Right. I mean, what are you getting for the party? I got a hiking wall. How about it, huh? Everybody's going to go hiking. Put these big jumbie boards.
Jumbie boards?
These big rubber bands around their bodies.
Jumbie boards.
Yeah.
I got jumpy boards and a
jumpy board.
No, jumbie.
Jumbie boards.
Billy's Toys presents the jumbie board.
Just jump on it.
You got your kids a jumbie. I got my kids a jumbie.
Jumbie boards, hottest item this year.
Everybody wants a jumbie board this Christmas. Yeah. And a Blu-ray player, apparently. Maybe we'll auction off a Blu-ray player at the Hibernian Hooligan Ball. With a copy of The Irishman.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right. Well, if you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, Mike has a song that he picked for us.
Aww.
And it's from, yes, thank you, Mike.
Sweet.
And it is from The Irishman.
Oh, God bless.
And it's called, it's by the Five Satins.
The Five?
It's called The Five Satins is the group. The name of the song is In the Still of the Night. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes of this show, the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. If you go to iTunes and search for Hooli's Hooli Radio there, or you can find it at hibernianradio.org. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, the greatest oatmeal in the land.
Yep.
Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law, and Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn. Get a car for Christmas. Why not?
There you go.
Call up Mike Haggerty. Tell him you listen to the show. He'll hook you up.
Get a little Saber.
Yeah, they don't make those anymore, but you can get something cool. I promise you.
You can get something cool. I promise.
All right. Until next week, wishing you the best. Signing off. Bye.
Of the night.